Welcome to the Creatives Experience Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Isaac Whedon. On each episode, I will be speaking with artists and bringing you in on their life, faith, and creative experience. I'm excited for you to be joining us today. Thank you for listening. So without further ado, let's get to it. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I have the one and only Alexander Lugo. I have been patiently waiting for this brother to join me. I am very excited that you get to sit in with me this week, bro. You've been a massive, not only encouragement to my spiritual and creative life, but you and your brother have been really doing some awesome things. And I look forward to meeting you guys in the flesh very soon, whenever the Lord allows it. And so for those of you guys who don't know Alex, I'll just give you a quick rundown. He is a dancer. He has a huge passion for creativity as a whole. He makes a little bit of photography, a little bit of videos here and there when he can. And he just has a huge heart for the body of Christ, and especially also with children as well, right, bro? You do some work with children. And so I'm just super stoked to see what God's going to be pushing you through, as well as just teaching you so that you can, you know, bless us all with this wisdom as well. So thanks so much for joining with me this week, bro.
Yeah, man. Just so happy to be on. That's super encouraging.
Praise God. So, all right. For those people who don't know about you, I gave a little bit of a rundown. What would you like people to know about you before we get into this?
I think the most important thing that people can know about me is just like my heart for God. I think a lot of people, they see the aftermath of the way things happen, but they kind of don't know the backstory. I grew up in a small city, Springfield, Mass. And I didn't start dancing till I was about 12 or 13 years old. I grew up as an angry kid.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's weird now when I talk to different people, like the happiest dude. I don't know what he's
doing. Yeah.
But I grew up as an angry kid. You know, I grew up without a father. So I definitely suffered through a lot of rejection. But with that, dance became my outlet of like expression.
That's good.
More than just normal, you know, more than just expressing yourself, you know, through any outlet, it became my way of like talking to God. And that's where I first, you know, established that communication with him, which eventually led to a relationship with him, then led to prayer, then led to reading the word, then led to just like an overall passionate, just like drive for the Lord and the community. Yeah. And I feel like that is the most important thing that sometimes people don't know about me, you know, because they see the videos, they see, you know, all the art that my brother and I are putting out, which is cool, you know, because some people, you know, they don't know about you till like way after. But I always like to bring it back to kind of where things started, because, you know, that time for me, growing up, when I found dance and found my way of expressing myself to God, that was like the critical moment in my life where I was like, whoa, like there's something bigger than just going to church. There's something bigger than just, you know? So it was really just my relationship with God. That was the most pivotal moment in my life.
Wow. Praise God, man. I'm so happy to hear that. And so you having a brother, how old is he? You guys aren't twins, are you?
No, dude. So many people think we're twins too. So
I only say that because you guys are very similar in age. That's the only reason I say that.
Yeah. We're like 2 years apart. So,
okay, cool.
I think there's only like a little bit of gap of time in September where we're like 3 years apart. But
Cool.
We're 2 years apart. So he's 19, I'm 22.
Oh, you're the older one.
I'm the older one. Kidding. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So you guys have been. So for those of you who haven't seen any of these guys' footage or projects they've been making, really well done. I mean, your brother has such an eye for capturing things, bro. I mean, it truly is God-given talent, man. Like I'm so impressed with his work. And so you having a brother within, you know, your passion to create, and God like knowing that this was going to take place and knowing that you two were going to do something in the future, how has that been, you know, having somebody that, you know, has made an impact on your creativity, having somebody who's equally creative as you?
Yeah, this is actually,
in a different way. Yeah.
Yeah. This is actually one of my favorite things to talk about, because my brother growing up, he was also like, I was more of an expressive kid, but he was more of a quiet kid. And so he didn't really find playing with the camera or cinematography or photography till way later on. I started dancing when I was like 12 or 13. And it wasn't till like several years later where my brother, I was like, I needed a videographer, right? I needed somebody to like shoot this stuff. And I was looking around trying to connect with people. And eventually my brother would just end up helping me with like little things on like, yo, you should put the camera like this, or you should hold it up like this. And in the background, when nobody was like noticing or watching, he was like watching tutorials and getting himself kind of ready for when it was to pick up the camera. So then my brother, he ended up picking up the camera, and he kind of like already knew how to use it. So he ended up just like helping me out. And then I was like, wow, that's when I realized this could be a thing. Like my brother and I, we find, you know, we have the similar passion, and we can now like work together. So I think that having a sibling that, you know, is creative and is into the same things that you're into can be kind of like, it's bittersweet, right? Because we're still siblings. So we still, you know, we still argue. We still have normal sibling.
You did a project together and then you get pissed at each other and it's not getting done now, you know?
Exactly. I mean, dude, that's happened, you know, like where me and my brother argue about something. He's like, or he doesn't agree with something that I want to do and he doesn't want to do. So it's like, okay, we need to settle back for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'll come to him later and I'm like, all right, can we like get this project going? But it's been on the other end, it's been like super great, right? Where we sometimes, because we're brothers, we don't even need to like plan something out necessarily, because we can just show up somewhere.
We live together. Yeah.
Yeah. We live together now. We can just show up and just shoot something. So it's like that sibling, you know, that connectivity is there. So I'm really honestly
chemistry,
that chemistry. So overall, I'm really just blessed and I'm grateful for it, because, you know, there's not a lot of siblings that can say that, you know, like that we do same thing and we get to work together.
That's right.
We've been fortunate enough where, you know, we've been allowed that. And that's kind of just like, that also has to do with the assignment that God has just given us, you know? Yeah,
absolutely.
So yeah, we've been super blessed with that. But in the creativity side of things, it's awesome, because there's a lot of things where that I think may look good or, you know, like I want to do, but my brother will tell me straight off the bat. My brother doesn't hold back, you know, he's really,
I'm sure of that.
So he's just like, Alex, this is terrible. This is.
Yeah. Bad. Which is crazy. Cause like, he's the one with the eye, right? Like you have the body movement and he's the one with the visual eye for it. So it's almost not to knock anything that you think, you know, but it's like, you should probably listen to him, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's happened in various cases where it's like, I may see something in my head visually and it could work, right? But then when we take it out with the camera, he's like, well, I would have to do this and this and this. I don't know if maybe we can compromise this to do this. So it complements each other. But on the other end, you know, there have been moments where I have seen something that he hasn't necessarily seen. And he's like, whoa, that's really dope. He's like, I can do it this way. And so it's worked out, you know? So
very cool. Awesome. So, all right. You guys, with each other. That's good, man. With you guys being brothers, I've been having some listeners hit me up and, you know, give me ideas on what else to speak about, and also just being thankful for the conversations that have been taking place. So much love to all you guys that reach out. And I want to definitely touch on the spiritual aspect of our, you know, journey in this as well. So all right, now this was all creative aspect, right? Now let's go to the spiritual side. How is that, you know, you being an older brother and you guys creating for the kingdom of God? However, the enemy is attacking us at all times, right? Especially when we put a target on our back saying, hey, I'm going to be doing this for Jesus.
Yep.
What have you guys been going through? Or even what have you seen God do in your relationship with your brother so that you guys can grow in the Lord? Or has there been anything, you know, like what aspects of your spiritual life with your brother have been very like, wow, this is, I can't believe this is going
on. So my brother and I have never had the best relationship, especially growing up.
Okay.
Just living with mom, you know, that we suffered through a lot of rejection, my brother and I, while we were younger. That was something that we kind of had to just like deal with along the way. I dealt it in my ways personally, but my brother also has dealt it in his ways personally.
Yeah.
With the Lord. And obviously the Lord has different processes and he takes us on different journeys. You know, we're siblings, but we're on different journeys. And part of that, to deal with that, honestly, has been, it didn't really happen honestly until my brother and I moved together. That brought us closer because it was a season where God said, okay, I'm going to like heal certain things here. I'm going to, you know, cover up some wounds. I'm going to stitch up some areas that you guys might not like, but they need to be uncovered and unfolded so that you guys could draw closer together. So a lot of the tough things that we have gone through kind of got uncovered here when we moved together into an apartment, because the reality is we live together. So God has allowed us.
Now you got bills together, you got food together, you got a lot more responsibility.
That's the reality of that. And so that comes with also, I see my brother all the time. So that's, I see the ins and outs of who he is. He sees the ins and outs of who I am. And so
No hiding, right?
He sees me in my lowest moments. And I've seen him in his lowest moments. And the best thing that God has allowed us to be able to do is just like be a backbone and support for each other. That brotherhood kind of that we never had growing up, because we would always go to mom for things, and mom's still there, right? And she supports, but it's different now. What God wanted to build was
your men now.
Brotherly love, you know, that even though Papa's not there, right? We have Abba. We learned who Abba was, but we also were able to be men for each other, right? It was so huge outside of the creativity. Just that spiritual component of just like getting out of rejection. Rejection is such a real thing, you know. And there's so many families that grow up without father figures, or you know, it doesn't even have, even if your father's there, right? Rejection is still a real thing. And so that's definitely been a huge part, or the spiritual aspect that, you know, God has taken us out of, you know. And there are still things, right? But it's a process. It's a journey. God has allowed us to, you know, live it together in this time so we can keep growing in him. Keep growing, keep growing, keep growing.
God's like shining up the jewels. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I was reading something yesterday how, you know, there are, I don't even know what their name is, people who like shine diamonds and jewels and stuff. I'm not into jewelry, so I wouldn't even know. And he was just saying how Jesus, he knows our true, true identity in him. You know what I'm saying? He knows what the final product is. And so he looks at it that way.
Yeah.
And so when you submit your life to Christ and you pursue this righteous lifestyle, he almost as if sees the end result already, even though us in our own fleshly eyes and mindset can't see it. They're like, God, there's no way, dude. Like I still struggle with this. I still need help with this. Like I know I shouldn't be doing this, but sometimes I do it. Da, 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 da. And God's like, yeah, but you have a heart for me. Like, you know it's wrong. There'd be a difference in you doing something and having no conviction for it. That's when you should be wary. You know, if you're doing something and your heart's been seared and it's grown cold, man, that's scary. You know, it's a scary reality on a spiritual aspect. And with what you guys have been going through, you know, kind of just keep in mind, like, God sees our completed self in the future and allowing that to encourage us and be like, all right, God, you know what? I don't see it yet, but I know you see it in me because you still keep pulling me towards you. You still keep opening doors for me. You still keep doing these things that I would have not been able to do without you, you know? And that's just like proof to me that God continues his pursuit with us, you know? It's amazing.
That's so good.
And you also mentioned something, and I'm glad you said this. You specifically, what do you believe God has been, you know, burdening your heart for, specifically for you to do, for you to accomplish, whether it be for the world, whether it be for the body of Christ? What do you feel like specifically called to?
So recently, I mean, I've always had kind of like a goal plan, or, you know, like a vision board of.
I mean, that's good, man. It's good to visualize things. Yeah.
Of where things would be, you know, whether it's 5 years from now, 2 years from now, sure. or next month. Right now, God has kind of just been speaking to me, really to my heart. He's like, you know, don't limit me. Don't put me in a box. Mm-hmm. The reality is, as a dancer, right, and wanting to make a living out of that, there's been areas in me where I'm like, oh, God, this seems so unrealistic right now, you know, or like this seems so, like, I don't know how I'm going to do this as a dancer. Part of me, you know, my logical side of things, my flesh wants to say, okay, the reality is I can't do this. You can't make a living out of this. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to like go elsewhere. You can kind of push it to the side, but still wanting to have my foot in it,
yeah.
type of deal. And so God
doesn't work that way, right?
He literally wants you to give, you know, he wants you to go 100%. If you have to have the blindfold on, like, trust that he'll walk you towards the right way, right? Mm-hmm. And that's literally the journey, right? Is trusting God, believing that he's the way, the truth, and the life. And mm-hmm. so that's been my biggest challenge, but also the biggest, you know, just desire that I feel God has for me in this time, just to keep saying, you know, nothing has to limit. And, you know, there's nothing impossible for him. He can do all things financially, spiritually, emotionally, like in any of those areas, God can do it as long as we trust him and we escape our flesh, right? And we say, we die to ourselves and we say, no, like there's a way. God can do it. So that's been the biggest thing lately, because as a dancer, you know, there's so many things that I want to do.
Yeah.
But I find myself in a place where God is saying, you're more than dance, right? Mm-hmm. You're more than dance. Dance is just a tool. It's a form of expression to him.
But it's almost like, don't box yourself into that.
Right? Exactly. It's like, don't box yourself into dance, but also don't box me.
Because you by you boxing yourself, you box God.
Exactly. Like, yeah, dude, that's literally it. And so God,
that's a word right there. That's a word.
Seriously. And so God's saying, like, you know, you're more than a dancer, right? So there's, and that's been one of the, oh, that's been ringing at my heart so hard. The fact that we're artists, right? And there are people that are comfortable and complacent with just thinking that they're gifted in one thing. Mm. When really the wave of what God is doing right now is he's pouring out multiple gifts and talents that need to be discovered within you.
That's right.
So that the next move of creativity, the next move of God, the next revival is going to come through that, right? Is through this wave of just like worshiping different gifts and talents. And God's doing it. So he's like, dude, you're not just a dancer. You're an artist, right? You can direct, you can sing, right? You don't have to be the greatest of all singers. The point is that he's put a new song within you, amen. Right? That you need to sing out, that you need to let out, that people can relate to. And so God's just been, woo, he's like been ringing at my heart with that. Like, don't limit me. Don't limit what I can do. There's so much in you that you have no idea. As long as you trust me and you open your heart a little, like peel it open, like those things will start coming out. And God doesn't want us to be complacent. Right. He doesn't want us to be in a place where our heart is complacent. He wants us to be in a place where our heart is saying, wow, God, everything every day is new in you. Right. Mm-hmm. When I wake up in the morning, tomorrow is a new day. Literally, when that verse says that every morning is a new day, like he's literally talking about us, like in our identity, too. Like everything is new in Jesus.
That's good. Wow. Oh, that was very refreshing to hear. Praise God. Dude, even within that, man, I personally have very much so experienced what you're saying. And I mean, this podcast, for example, you know, if you had told me last year I'd be doing a podcast, I'd get out of
here. Like, what?
I love this, dude. I would honestly, I love doing podcasts almost, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to say this, almost more than making music. Like, I love this, bro. If I could do this every day, every other day, and like have a proper sessions, have people sit in and like fly people out, I'd do it, you know? And, I would have never imagined, but it all starts with, oh, this is what I want to get to. It all starts with this. And I really learned this as I had the opportunity to go on tour with Montel and Andrew from Ecclesia, which was like, that was a whole like, what, God, what are you doing? And being able to play drums, which was something that I literally stopped doing for the longest time. And I literally picked up playing drums again about, a month and a half before I even got asked to go on tour. I mean, God, it's just God, you know, God's just like, all right, I want you to start playing drums again, da da da, not knowing it was going to turn into something.
Dude.
And what I hope to encourage you with and everybody listening is that it really comes down to this. When it comes to you stepping into these new gifts, you will not do it unless you have the heart of serving God. Because why else would God bless it? Why else will God push you forward into these things if you're not going to use them for his glory, to give him praise, to serve him and the body of Christ? That's outside it. Of that, why should you expect more? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
This is a life of total servanthood, like total surrender to the Father and surrender to living a life for people. And for you to step into more things so that you could serve more people and serve God in a even, I don't want to say greater way, but in a different way even. I mean, that should be our desire. You should be your desire to do different things, you know? Like, bro, I've been looking at my life just in the last, 4 years. I started making music this November, will be 4 years ago. And since then, started making house music. Now I'm not making really much house music, making completely different stuff. Then God challenged me to start singing. I'm like, all right, I'm going to start singing. I too don't have the greatest voice, but you know what? I don't care, man. I believe it will touch at least one person. If it's just one, like, it's not about making hits, bro. That's a big thing people get stuck on. It's not about making hits. Just make something that you love. As long as you love it, there's a lot of garbage stuff out there that for some people, they love. I don't love it at all. You know, so it's just like make what you love, and it comes out to that. You know, if God puts it on your heart, make it. And then God's like, oh, I want you to start rapping. I'm like, that's ridiculous, dude. Like, are you kidding me, man? Like, I don't know, you know, and it's just been this stretching and stretching and stretching, molding, stretching, move this. All right, flip this over. And it's just like I look at my life now, but I'm 25 and I have a wife, I make music. I literally do what I love for a living. Like, I have a business. I'm a contractor, right? I literally work whenever I want to work. That is when God provides for a work, I should say. But I work when I want to work. I can literally make music every day. I record podcasts, do stuff like this, meet with people, it's just like I travel whenever I want. I'm living the dream already. And so for you guys listening, I feel like we got this crazy idea that for us to be successful or for us to have reached our dream, it has to be this utopian idea that you literally don't do anything but that. But that's false. Yeah. Like, living your dream is going to be hard, like genuinely hard. It's going to be difficult. And it wouldn't even be worth it if it wasn't difficult, because you wouldn't even appreciate it. You know, and through the struggle, through the hard times, through you having to, you know, muscle through stuff, man, and then you see the fruit in it, and it's just like, wow, God, you mean you blessed this stuff even when it was hard, even when I didn't think that, you know, fill in the blank. And so with us wanting to experience, and for you, for example, your goals that you've reached, you know, don't limit the achievement of that goal according to the, you know, standard that society has placed, where it's like, okay, you need to be just doing this. Nah, man, why not be doing 10 different things?
Seriously.
That allow you to do that one thing that you love the most, you know?
Preaching, bro.
And it's just such a crazy thing, bro. And I've had to get older to get that, you know? I had to grow up and you know, experience what it is to be married, run a business, live outside of my parents' house. You know, I moved out at 18, man. Like that kicked me into adulthood so quick. So for those of you guys who are like, man, I just feel like I gotta get out the house. Get out the house. Get away from your family. Go experience what it is to not, you know, be babied. Because when you step out of the house, man, it's a totally different ballgame. There's no, I don't feel like going to work. I have to go to work. There's no, you know, there's none of the, I don't want to pay for this. You have to pay for this. You know, it comes down to stuff like that, where there have been expectations set and you need to meet them because that's what's required to you, not only as an adult, but also as a man or woman of God. You've been called to be responsible. You've been called to be a good steward of what you have. And yeah, you can't do all these things without stepping up to the plate, you know. Praise God. Wow, I'm so pumped. It's so early. I'm so pumped.
It feels like 1 p.m.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Praise God. All right. So what's your testimony, man? How'd you like in a nutshell, your testimony, and why do you choose Jesus? Because there's so many ideas, so many people that think, oh, you can do this, or you need to find your truth. Oh, you just need to, you know, meditate, whatever ridiculous ideas are out in the world. Why? what's your testimony, man?
I mean, my testimony is as simple as, you know, for the longest time, I went to church through my parents' faith.
Come on. That was me too.
Yeah, and I think there's, you know, a lot of, you know, young people just like that, or, you know, and I encourage anyone who's listening, if you're going to church because your mom goes to church or dad goes to church, you know, then try not to go unless your mom forces you, right? Because the reality is that's a heart thing.
Mm.
And that decision has to be made within your heart. For the longest time, I went to church just because my mom was making me go, and that's what we did. But
yeah,
I didn't absorb anything that was happening. I didn't really care for it, to be honest. I thought it was boring. Right. Eventually, till one day, right? No one is drawn to the Father unless He draws you near. One day, you know, at the right time, I started to get involved. I never went to youth group, man. I never got involved with my church or my community till one day there was one of our pastors who's my youth pastor now. She asked me, but at the time she was like the children's pastor. She had asked me at the time, she was like, hey, would you like to like get involved in the church? We'd like to put like a dance together for just the church, like for the kids, and we want you to be involved. And I was like, okay,
you know, like, nah, that's lame.
And I said, okay, to be honest, like if I were to like talk to my old self, my young self, and be like, why'd you say okay? Really, word. I understand now that what I wanted was just like someone to kind of just like pull me in and say like, hey, like get involved, you know, or ask
someone outside of your parent.
Literally. Yeah. And so it ended up just happening. And then I started to slowly get involved till eventually I loved what was happening around me. Right.
Mm.
I was able to see differently from a different perspective. And it's because God was forming that along the whole way. So till one day, right, one of the pastors preaches, and I get really impacted by the message. And I was like, wow, this is like really convicting my heart right now. Right. And I go up to the front, right, at 11 years old, and I'm like, Jesus,
yeah,
you know, that moment that I'll never forget. I remember the Bible, my little Bible I was holding, everything. Like, my hair was spiked up at the time.
I can picture little Alex, man. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. And I accepted Christ right there, you know, and that was the start to just a long and painful, but good journey, right? Because the reality is pain doesn't go away, but we have something that can overcome that pain. Yeah. And so that's.
So anyone that's promising, for you guys listening, anyone who's promising you a easier life with Christ is an absolute liar, and they are speaking lies of Satan. This will be twice as hard now, mm-hmm. but it will be so much more worth it.
Oh my gosh, so worth it. It's so valuable, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So valuable. The fact that in painful moments, we get shaped. Because really, really, right, the journey is, he wants to, there's so much, before Christ, there's so much pain that you go through, that you try to push to the side, but the reality is you can't. So you go through things like depression, or you go through things where they're really deep stuff, right? But then you have Christ, and literally you start a journey of like, okay, now I'm with you, Christ. Now I need to learn to trust you. And now I'm going to uncover and heal you. It's literally a healing, right? That's it's cool. A healing so that you can step fully into your identity in him. And then you can walk this thing out, man. And then you can talk to people about it. You can share it in any way that he's placed in your heart. Oh my gosh.
It's taking a stone heart into a heart of flesh. You know, I saw an image the other day, bro. I don't know if this is real. Trip me out. Anybody listening, man, if you guys know about this, please shoot me an email. I'd love to for real know. Maybe I should look it up before I say it. But anyway, somebody took a heart, a real human heart, and drained it of all the blood inside. And it was white. Like, the heart was white, bro. And I'm just like, just like the whole, you know, all the spiritual stuff Christ talks about in the Bible. Not like, you don't ever look in your chest and you know.
Say, oh, here's my heart today.
But almost as if like God created it this way so that it could be revealed in the future and kind of just add to the spiritual aspect of, you know, either you have a stone cold heart or you've been made clean, you know. Beautiful, man. All right, so now that you're 22, okay, you gave your life to Christ when you were younger. Now as you're 22, you know, it's been 11 years now, okay? And in the last, yeah, okay, I'll say it like this. In the last year or two, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you were to answer, why do you choose Jesus? Why do you choose Jesus now as of these last year, last 2 years?
I choose Jesus because there's no other way to live this life. There literally isn't. And more than that is I love him. I love him. I would want to choose him over anything, right? Over riches, over any sin that I have dealt with, right? I come from a background where in my lowest of pits have been with my sexuality, right? I've been freed from pornography. I've been freed from being involved, you know, in sexual immorality, right? God has taken me out of those pits that were literally the lowest places in my life. And I've seen literally his hand just like grab me out and have seen how he's orchestrated a way of escape. And literally in those moments, as I think about it right now, you know, there's been so much mercy and grace that has been placed over me where it's like, God, I don't understand why you're doing this for me. I don't understand why you've given me this.
You keep chasing me. Yeah.
You keep chasing me. And it's like, you should have just let me go already. You should have just stopped. And he doesn't. And in those critical, painful moments, as you look into it, you know, with a magnifying glass, I can see, you know, like that's literally it. He cares about me so much that I want to care about him that much. And I want to show that to people, right? It's like, I like saying this about Jesus sometimes. I've spoken to a couple people about it that don't know him. And I'm like, you know, it's like having the most valuable thing in the world. If you had $1 million right now, just put in your hands, right? It's people like money. You have $1 million here in your hand. Like, what would you do with that $1 million? Would you just like tell the whole world, you know, like, okay, like I have these $1 million, right? It's something valuable. Like if you just found them, right? it's something super valuable to you that you would want to cherish it.
Give it to people you love.
Do the right thing with it, right? You want to make sure that everything that you decide to do with those $1 million is just like on point. And that's kind of the way like I view Jesus, is where he's that most valuable thing to me, that not only do I want to cherish him and like have him to myself, but I also want to share with with people that I love, right? And so
it's not a selfish thing.
It's about literally, like what you were saying earlier, it's literally servanthood, right? It's serving others. That's the key. Mm-hmm. So now in the last 2 years, you know, seeing God's hand after he's taken me out of some of those like lowest pits, you know, mercy and grace has just been always at like the top of my head. Wow, God, like you've done this for me. So that has allowed me to live life from a grateful place where I realize that even in the little things, God's there and he's done it, you know, and he can do it for you the same way he did it for me. And that has given me strength. That has given me, you know, passion. That has given me a drive that I need, you know, because the reality is, just because I turn 22, 23, 24 and keep growing up doesn't mean things are going to get easier. If anything, that's right. Like we're talking about, they're going to get harder, and I'm going to need Christ more than ever. But because I've seen him take me out before, I know that he'll take me out later.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned being grateful, because I have heard time and time and time again from secular teachers, business teachers, I don't even need to share their names, but people who are teaching people how to live a better life, and they'll say, gratitude, you got to be grateful. You can't be angry in a heart and in a mindset of, you know, gratitude. Mm-hmm. This is going to change your life. Da, 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 da. Yes. But it comes with a ceiling. It's like you walk into a box because you don't have freedom. Mm-hmm. And that box is sin. And so although you may be grateful, there is a limitation to that gratitude, because you're still chained to sin.
Yep.
And you're going to continue messing up. You're going to continue falling down. You're going to continue pursuing unrighteousness. And no amount of gratitude will suffice for any of that. Mm-hmm. And so gratitude without God is, I don't even know if it's the true form of gratitude. Mm-hmm. I could say the same thing about joy. Yeah. I could say the same thing about peace.
Love, yep.
Love, like these things are like half, if maybe a minute form of it, you know? And yeah, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, that's
interesting. Good. I never thought of it that way, I must say. Yeah. This is why I love talking, bro. I love having conversations with people. Things just come up and God just says something to you and you're like, wow, that's good, Lord.
That's so true what you're saying. The reality is like sometimes we can't, if you're so deep into sin, you know, like you can't see. You're not able to see. And so why? Even if there's great...
And dead.
You're dead. And even if there's things to be grateful about, you're not going to be able to be grateful because it's like, no, the reality is that all I see is my pain right now. So I can't be happy about this, or I can't be joyful, or I can't move in love because I'm too bitter, right? With this. So it's like, God needs to like literally unveil. He's done it, right?
Yeah.
But we need to be willing to say, okay, understand what he's done, right? And say he's already unveiled. He's already died for us. Like he's already, you know, done.
And it comes down to an issue of pride. You know, like, I mean, it's just like the biggest, that's number one sin, I'd say. Not that there's a scaling, a rank of sins, but when it comes to the fall of man, started with pride.
I heard that.
It started with Satan, Lucifer. It was pride. You know, so it's just like, man, this is no joke.
Yeah, I heard someone say one time that, you know, and this is so true, that pride is the root of all sin, right?
Because
you're choosing to disobey God, right? And that's a sin. Good. So pride is heavy because, you, honestly, that's one of the prayers I make all the time. I'm like, God, listen, if there's any room for pride right now, just remove it.
Amen.
And honestly, that's a big challenge as creatives too. Pride in general. That's when it comes to creativity, creating social media, our daily walk, pride is a heavy thing.
You're right, man. Absolutely. Actually, so I have a project I put together, and I have so many projects I still need to finish, but I have a project that was very inspired by, so we have the LGBT Pride Month in June, right? Mm-hmm. And I am very broken and hurt about having to be proud of, you know, what Bible so blatantly speaks about being sin. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, if somebody's a thief, they're not proud of being a thief. If somebody, you know, is a murderer, they're likely not a proud murderer, you know? So we're living in end times right now, I very much so believe. And so when we're being proud of living in any type of sin, man, that's a very dangerous place to be in. I mean, extremely dangerous place to be in. And so I wrote this song. I'll read the chorus and I'll read the second verse.
Yeah.
So this chorus goes, pride comes before destruction. Don't get lost in the emotions. Pride comes before destruction. Don't get swayed by all the notions. Right. And so that's the chorus. And then the verse goes, I won't apologize. I won't fall in line. Living in a time where right is wrong and wrong is right. Persecution flooding in from every sight. But we delight in the struggle. We got our eyes on Christ. Stay strong, my brothers. Lead with discernment. We all know too well to be deceived by the serpent. We all know too well to bow down to a sermon. The Holy Spirit will reveal all to be certain. The compromise won't have any room in the churches. I challenge all who lead to let Christ be the voice and never mislead the body and cause added burdens. Don't fear to speak to fire. They need to see past the curtain that has allowed half-hearted fans, not followers, bands, not warriors, empty hands, not carriers of the good news that carries us. Not too much time left before Christ returns. Leave the dead to bury us. But talking about the curtain, you know, and it really being that. And it not having just to do with the world. It has to do with Christians too. It has to do with the church too. And it's like, man, if we're not willing to share things that are offensive, are going to hurt people's feelings, are going to make people uncomfortable, then you literally can't share the true gospel because you are folding to society's political correctedness, which in today's era has become its own level of censorship and like a barrier from freedom of speech, especially in a country like this, bro, especially in America. It's like, man, we got some people saying the most heinous things that you could imagine being said. But if a Christian says, this is sin, this is wrong, the word of God, blah, blah, blah. As long as you start with the word of God or not, I think, but no, God says, boom. And somebody disagrees with that. It's like, yo, well, that's okay for you to disagree, but I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Yeah, it's like
because part of God says you're wrong.
Part of it, people are so swayed by like opinion. So even if, for example, if we have a non-believer and a believer, and a non-believer saying something that's going against what the believer's saying, and the believer doesn't know how to respond, then they kind of just like we compromise from both ends because we don't know the truth.
So it stems from two major things, and I'm glad you mentioned the truth. Two major things. One, a lack of intimacy with the Father,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the Holy Spirit will reveal everything that you need to know.
Yep.
Two, a lack of discipleship. And this is so prevalent in the churches today is we got all these people that are being taught for 10, 15, 20 years, but have never, ever been shown practically how to create disciples, how to share the gospel, how to preach the gospel, how to heal the sick, how to cast out demons, how to baptize people, how to pray for those who haven't received the Holy Spirit yet, how to blah, 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 prophesy, whatever. How is that not being taught? You know what I'm saying? Like, and that literally was my burden where I'm like, God, I was reading the book of Acts and I'm just like, why am I not seeing any of this? There are people getting radically healed. And it's not just about seeing miracles, by all means. But Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe.
Yep.
They will.
That's a byproduct. Know. Yeah. It's like,
it has
to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not seeing fruit in your life, if you have never discipled somebody into a life of Christ, if you've never baptized somebody, if you've never prayed for healing, if you've never helped set people free, if you've never shared the gospel with people, then what are you? What are you doing? Like, you could even be serving in the church. You could be doing all this stuff. But if you have no fruit in the kingdom of heaven, then I'm terrified for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stand before Jesus and he's going to say, flee from me. I never knew you. You who practice lawlessness. You don't even do. Jesus says, my brothers and sisters are those who obey my Father's commands. That's and it's all through scripture. It's all through scripture. And it's like, man, our great commission, go out and make disciples of all nation. You know, it's like that's our job above creating art, above, you know, doing all these other things. Like, you're called to be a disciple of Jesus first. And out of that will so many other things bloom and fruit will grow and stuff like that. But if we're not bringing people to Christ,
yes.
You could be the greatest self-professing Christian you want. But that's not what this is about.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that people have, you know, and I speak for myself too, honestly, like before I say anything, like I'm preaching to myself
before I want to say, but yeah,
it's like the biggest thing that we have let sometimes come in through the door is fear, right?
Amen.
I can't stand that. I can't stand fear, but it's a real thing. And it's literally something that has limits people. It leaves you like,
paralyzed.
You know, like paralyzed, literally paralyzed, where you can't move because you're afraid of what someone else is going to think about you, or you're afraid of saying the wrong thing. But just like when it comes to talking to people, you just do it out of the genuineness of your heart. So really, it's like you have to remove that fear. You have to say, God, take this fear away from me so that I can move boldly, right? Boldness is overcoming fear. So I know that, and because I have lived this, man, and to a certain degree, you know, my heart is there, but sometimes fear will try and cripple in. That's the reality. And I need to declare the opposite, right? So if I'm feeling fear, I'm declaring boldness. I'm like, God, just help me to be bold. I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, Alex, you're bold. You're bold. You can do this. You can speak out.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God, right?
I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Yeah.
Seriously. Amen. There's no room for fear. So if there's anyone out there that's like battling with fear in any area, it could be with speaking to someone, could be with trying to moving on to the next thing, or God's encouraging you to, you know, take a step of faith. Don't fear. Don't fear, because literally, like Isaac was saying, you're a child of God, and there's bigger things for you. You don't need to fear. There's no room for it. That's the reality is there's no room for fear. There's literally no room for fear. You're so much better. So
I want to add to what you're saying. I just feel like God just revealed this to me right now. I heard somebody say something about fear doesn't come from God. However, I can't say I agree with that, because all throughout scripture it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Okay, so piggybacking on what you said and adding to that, I believe it is a fear of what? So it's like when you fear man's opinion, when you fear how people will think of you, how they will see you, it will stop you from doing things, because you have placed the ultimate value on people's thought about you rather than what God is going to think about you. And when we fear man over God, that's where we fail, right?
Yep.
And so also within that, when we have the fear of the Lord, which isn't being afraid of God. No, it's the fear of being apart from God, doing things outside of his will, not being aligned in what he's calling you to do specifically in that moment. And when we understand the true fear of the Lord, that will trump the fear of man, because you know you're only here for a little time, right? Yep. And so within that, you do it out of love. You fear the Lord. You've learned all these things. And because he is love and you know everything that you're called to do, you look at these people who are lost or even think they're saved or are saved, whatever. You do it because you love them. Mm. God does not, he has no joy in seeing people die and be damned to hell. He finds no satisfaction in that. His heart breaks for that. That's the only reason he pursues us, because he doesn't want that. But so many choose that. Mm-hmm. And so since they choose death, so he said, well, why? All right. Well, then that's your decision. Mm-hmm. You know, man. Yeah, that's good. So guys, don't be afraid of the word fear in itself. You know, yeah. Approach it, ask God to reveal you in scripture. Ask God to show you, God, what did it, how do you want me to fear, if I am to use fear at all? Because there is some positive aspect to it. So I don't want to totally knock the word fear. Cool, bro. All right. Before we finish up, man, one of my favorite parts of every episode is the 1 minute wisdom in 60 seconds or less. What is some encouragement you leave creatives with, whether it be Christian creatives or just creatives as a whole, if this was your last day on earth? Go.
If it was my last day on earth and I had one thing to say to all creatives, you know, it would be, you're more than what you do right now. You're more than what you do. You're a cup that God is filling up with the immense amount of water that just needs to be poured out. There are things in that cup that you never knew were there or existed, but God will unfold them. He will uncover them, and he'll continue to use that for his glory. Creatives, like, you don't have to worry about what's next. You don't have to worry about how you're going to do it. You don't have to worry about, I don't have the resources, right? Or there's not enough for me to do this. You just need to keep moving by faith, keep moving and trusting and believing that everything that God has placed in you is for a reason. Keep unfolding, keep letting him unfold you, because it's like a scroll, right? It's like when that scroll's unfolded, you see that there's more writing, right? Mm. That's there. And the world needs it. The world's need. Don't limit to yourself. If you're a singer, don't limit to just singing. If you're a dancer, don't limit yourself to just dancing. If you're a videographer, don't limit to yourself to just the camera. There's so much more in you, because the reality is there's a message and a story that God has placed in you that he wants you to share, because there's so many others that relate to that story, right? If I had never made a video in my life, or never have spoken on camera, or never have dug deep into the things that God has placed in me, how would I know that others would be impacted by it? You know, like, we're on this podcast right now, literally because the fact that we met online, you were inspired by my story, I was inspired by your story, and now others are going to be touched. It's more than just you. So never forget that what God has placed in you, there's so much more room for more, and that it's never really about you. It's about everyone else around you, literally about everyone else. Come on.
That's fire, bro. I was touched by that. Oh, Jesus. Dude. That was really good, man. Hallelujah. Awesome, bro. So as we're wrapping up, I know you have we both have a busy day today. guys, for you guys listening, man, it's crazy. I've been experiencing it's crazy just to have an hour of someone's time. It's a lot, you know, and even for you guys to listen for an hour, like, I think, so this will be episode 14 and I've had 1,000 plays on the Creators Podcast so far.
Yeah.
Praise God. All glory to God. That's 1,000 hours.
Wow.
That's an immense amount of hours. You know what I'm saying? And for people to spend their time to listen in on a conversation is massive. And so I'm really appreciative of all you guys that tune in and have been touched and have been sending feedback. Mm-hmm. Even just to meet, you know, like, I had to wake up, you know, early just to get in with Alex before he starts work this morning. But it's also worth it. You know, like, I've been very encouraged with this conversation. I believe you guys will be very touched by it. I don't know how you're feeling, bro. But
I'm feeling pumped.
It's just so crazy how, you know, it really just comes down to, are you serious about this? And mm-hmm. if you prioritize something, if you say, God, you've put this on my heart, I'm going to prioritize it. He's going to open doors and people's hearts are going to be changed and people's eyes are going to be opened. And it all started with, all right, God, I want to serve you. Show me how to do this. I'm serious about this. Let's go. That's good. All right. One final question, bro. Yeah. Do you have any friends you'd like to shout out for the listeners to follow? I think this is something vital for creatives to take advantage of, as well as anyone as a whole, as people you've been very much so encouraged by, touched with, that on a daily basis or weekly basis, whatever, have been impacting you that you believe other people should know about.
Yep. So the first person that I'd like to shout out that completely inspires me all the time, literally all the time, and literally because I live with them, is my brother. So Shout out to @ Where's Lugo. Guys, we are not the same person. We're two people. So my brother and I are completely different. So make sure you guys go follow him. He's just amazing with what he does, and I'm completely inspired by it all the time. Anytime he posts, I literally live with him and I see him making a post and I'm inspired when he posts it. I'm like, I can't imagine the way others, you know, react to it.
Definitely.
Someone else that I've been completely inspired by is Montel Fish. Yeah. So shout out to
Fish. That dude's name has come up on every episode, bro.
I can't, dude, I can't help it. It's like,
oh, it's awesome.
He's been just a huge inspiration for me. He's been a huge inspiration for me. And shout out to my girlfriend.
Yes.
Gabby. She's a complete inspiration. And honestly, a lot of people don't know, but she's at work behind the scenes, you know, just making sure I stay on my right path.
Behind every great man is a great woman.
Is a great woman. Legit. She's definitely been so pivotal in my life. So definitely shouting her out.
Praise God. Yeah, awesome, bro. Thank you. And in the final moments, what is your vision? Just real quick, like, what do you see happening in the next few years that people could be watching out for?
So right now I'm in the works of, I've been building kind of like an online presence and just the projects that God has wanted me to kind of just put out there for a while now. As a dancer, it's hard to kind of like find your own aesthetic, but because I've been downloading from God, it really has been easy, you know, because the reality is, you know, when you get things from God, it's literally the creativity of heaven. And so one of the things that he's allowed me to do is he's allowed me to start this entry thing, which is pretty much like a virtual arts journal where I'm able to just like share thoughts, prayers, any revelation like I get from his presence, anything that I want to share, or I want to speak about a political topic or something that's going on in the world. And I want to like put my two cents into it from the Heavenly Father. I'll share it in a 1-minute video on Instagram that will be titled Entries, right? It'll say Entry 1 or Entry 2, Entry 3.
Ah, yes. Okay. So you're at what? 2 entries so far?
I'm at three entries.
Three. Yep. Cool.
Getting ready to drop 4. So one of the things that
I love how you guys have been recording those. They've been cool.
So I'm actually going to be talking about it soon, but I'll give a little jump to the podcast. The entries represent, you know, I was never a person that was able to like write things down. So the entries has been a way for me to where I was just like pulling out my phone and kind of just saying a prayer or saying a thought, saying something that I feel like God was showing me. And I was like, God, wow, this is cool. It's just easier for me to do it than write things down. I don't have a good habit of just like sitting down with a notebook and writing stuff.
Yeah.
So that has allowed me to not only use the gift of dance that he has given me, but also just like be able to just share my heart. And I've tied both things together in a way where I can draw more than just a community of dancers to my page, right? Or people that just love dance. It's where I'm expressing something artistically, but I'm also bringing a relatable message that people, you know, people go through or people need or people want to just like hear about. And so one of the things that I'm going to be doing with that is I'm also going to be putting creatives onto it. So I'm going to allow creatives to kind of just like do a voice memo And
do they all have to dance too?
No. Okay. No, but literally I'll let other people be the voice too.
Sweet.
So the duplicates in the videos, and so far the three entries that I've dropped, there's duplicates. And what that represents is, because it's my voice, one represents my thinking state, where it's like I'm sitting down and I'm like,
cool. The
other one where I'm moving and like, and dancing around, that represents that thought or that prayer or that revelation in movement.
That's good, so, man.
I like that. When I do the other ones with the other creatives, it'll probably just be one of me, but the voice of the creative.
I like that, man. Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got to get you on that, bro.
Hey, bro, you already know. Hit your boy up.
Yeah, you. Heard it here, guys. You heard it here.
You heard it here first on the Creatives Experience Podcast. Awesome, bro. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah,
this has been so tight. It's so crazy, man. Every episode is so different for me, you know, and just to be able to hear people's hearts and even be able to just hear what God says through each episode. And for you guys listening, before every single episode, just pray and say, God, say what needs to be said, you know, like whether it be in this time, whether it be in another, like if it needs to be for a different episode, save it for that episode, but bring these things up, because we want to be relevant to what it is that your heart is focusing on right now. And it's just been super cool to see God just touch people's hearts through the podcast, man. It's been so tight. So as every podcast we do, if you wouldn't mind, bro, just blessing the listeners, man, and just praying for them and just sharing whatever God's put on your heart for them. And I will bless you and your host and your house. And I'll just outro out.
Let's do it.
Get it.
All right. So God, we just thank you for this time. We thank you that you're here with us right now, God, even just like via computer, God, via podcast. God, we just thank you that you would be present and that you would be the one that was speaking. Lord, we thank you that you have given us gifts and talents to be able to share and just talk about. Lord, all the glory goes back to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because without you, we'd be nowhere. We'd be nothing. But because you're here for us, and because we have you in our hearts, and because you care about us and deeply love us in ways that we can't even express sometimes, it's honestly your overwhelming love. We're grateful for that, and we don't want to take that for granted. But God, I just pray for everybody who's listening right now. Thank you for allowing time in their schedule to be able to just get on and listen to the podcast, and be able to just like sponge up what it is that your heart is sharing. We just pray that if there's anyone out there who needed this word today or needed a sense of encouragement, we pray that this inspires them, that this plants a seed within their heart, that they can continue to just water so that they can grow into just like beautiful flowers. And we thank you, Jesus, because you're in complete control. We know that every person who's listening and will listen to the podcast is because you wanted them to listen to it, Lord. So we just pray that this podcast would fall into the hands, into the phones, into the computers, into the hearts of anyone, Lord, who you know needs it, Lord. Allow us to spread this for the kingdom of Jesus, for your kingdom, and be able to touch lives that really need it, God. If there's anyone who feels like they're at a low point right now, we just pray, God, that you would uplift them. We know that you're the lifter of our hearts. And we know, God, that you can free us from anything, any sense of bondage, any sense of sin. You can free us from anything that we feel is really too heavy to battle. But God, you give us the tools, you give us the encouragement and everything that we need. And you equip us, Lord, fully to be able to overcome the schemes of the enemy, overcome the schemes of this world. Help us to be more bold, God. I felt like there was so many things that we learned here on this podcast. I know that I learned today, dude. And I shared a little bit. So we just thank you, God, that you would bring such a fresh revelation to people. You would bring such a fresh understanding of your love to people. And we just pray, God, that as people log off and they get off the podcast, that this would be something that kind of just marinates with them and they would continually think about it. Lord, let this be something that sparks interest, that leads us to your word. Your word is it, God. Your word is the truth. And we know that your words, Lord, are strong and that they literally guide us in everything that we need. So God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing. We bless each and every single listener, and we pray, God, for every single need that's out there. We don't need to know the need, Lord, to know that you're going to step in and take care of it. And so we love you, Jesus, and we thank you for all that you're doing, and we bless the podcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord God, I just thank you for Alex, God, and just being able to spend some time with me. And I just ask you continue to give him new revelations of what it is that you specifically are calling him to in each season. I thank you in advance for his financial provision, Lord. Thank you in advance for divine appointments that you'll be orchestrating. I pray that you just continue to challenge him and stretch him, and never let him stay content. But continue to be searching for more of you, and continue to desire more of spiritual gifts that maybe he doesn't even know he has waiting for him. God, I just thank you for the heart you've given him, and I just ask that you just totally bless his household, bless his family, his brother, mom, everybody that he has contact with, his girlfriend, Lord. I just thank you for his life, and I just ask you continue to do a great work in him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank Guys, thanks so much for listening to this episode. This whole episode is brought to you by my book, One Day Closer to Becoming Who You've Been Created to Be. It is available on Amazon as a print and ebook version. For those of you who are listening on a podcast that allows you to rate the podcast, please do so with your honest answer. I don't want just whatever reviews, but honestly, if this has been a touching podcast to you, please leave a review so that more people can have an idea of what they will get out of this. Please share this with your friends. If you have anybody who you think would be an ideal person to be interviewed for the podcast, somebody that you believe has great things to say, a spirit-led creative, please shoot me an email at iamisaacweeden@gmail.com. If there are anything that you heard on a theological aspect on the episode this week that you disagree with, please don't put that in the review in the comment section, but please shoot me an email and let's just discuss what it is that maybe you disagree with. Or if there are things that you guys have been really touched by, I would love to get just some feedback. You could hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, email, whichever manner you wish. But other than that, I think this will wrap up for today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate you, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Awesome. We'll talk soon, okay?
For sure.
All right, guys. Enjoy Jesus. Peace.
Peace.